good morning to you. Good morning. So last time we ended off with a question. As I don't know if it's been bothering you all week or not. It's not bothering you. I figured it was probably the latter. So just let's review the question for a moment. So the Gemara talks about a case where it's described as kuba de ara in the Gemara, that you would, I don't understand how they did this, but they would, in the ground, the Beis Yosef says, he talks about the bottom of the oven, that there would be a hole, something like that, and you would put dough into that area. It's not like a shape. It's just like there's a big crack in the oven or whatever, and you would stick dough down there, not in the shape of form. You just kind of pour it down there. It doesn't have the shape of bread. And Simeon pointed out last week, one of the characteristics in order for something to be considered
bread
is got to be form, right? It has to have the form or the shape of something that it looks bread-like. For it to be
for the operation of the oven or something. Like, what do you mean they pour?
They didn't have our ovens, and because their ovens were on the ground, as I understand. They would be. So I imagine
the ovens were on the ground, and I think there was a hole underneath it where they would put the wood in, and
would put the wood
source.
Okay, so maybe that was where
they put bread underneath there or something.
I'm not clear.
It's not that the metzias, the facts here are a little bit fuzzy, because I just don't know what the reality is that they're dealing with.
Right.
But they clearly are putting it somewhere where they didn't shape it into a loaf. They didn't make it into a roll. It's just they dumped a bunch of dough down into a particular area of the oven. It turned into maybe looks like kind of like a ball, right? Ara, kuba de ara literally means it's off the ground. And so it doesn't really have the shape of bread. So, and as Sinead pointed out, toar, form, is a key ingredient, forgive the pun,
to mandate
a bracha of hamotzi.
To recognize it as bread.
It's still in the realm of pas, in the sense that the halacha is that if I have, let's say, only a kazayis worth of that, so I'm making a mizonos. But if I eat enough to make a meal out of that, if I had my koveya seuda with the kubadara, so I would make a hamotzi.
Is that the same halachic things as pas hamotzi?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And we're going to see that connects today, and we're going to learn an important halacha with regards to Pasuk Kisnin and with regards to the Seder night. So,
that's
and then,
the issue with the challah fairy, right? Where if it's so you know, sweet and chocolatey and whatever,
so
then it doesn't have
that.
Toar of blechem, so it's mezonos, right?
So again, as I said, as we pointed out last week, for Svardim, that would be for sure be mezonos, for sure, unless you're koveh a suda on that. And how many people really are, you might have a slice of bread, but, a slice of the challah, but are you really having enough of the challah to, so anyways, that's an interesting discussion, but for Ashkenazim, the definition, we'll revisit this today, if pasul av kisnin, is that it has to be baked into the dough, right? Whereas, which also could be a problem with some of those challahs. We talk about the chocolate they brought up last week, like those chocolate challahs or something like that. Sometimes if they're so chocolate. So baka for sure, because there, as we said, the ikar, what matters when it's baked in is what's the ikar. When you have a babka, I think bivada, the chocolate is the ikar. Right? I mean, you taste the dough, of course, but it's the chocolate that's
really good.
Yeah, it's really, exactly. That's really very, very much noticeable, I would say, barov. In a majority. Anyway, so that's for Ashkenazim. But But when it comes to Pesach, this is where the question came in. When it came to Pesach in regards to the mitzvah of matzah, and you had, the Rambam writes, if you had kuba da'ara, if you had this same thing where you would normally make mizonos on it, or you had a kezias, but you used it for the mitzvah of matzah, and you only ate a kezias, because all you have to do is eat a kezias to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, I would make a bracha of hamotzi. And that was the question. How could the Rambam say, on one hand,
I don't understand. You use it for the mitzvah of matzah?
And suddenly, let's say...
Instead of pouring the dough down
yeah,
the
you,
oven,
but
you have
No, you don't let it rise. You don't let it rise.
You don't
after
let it rise.
After 8,
okay.
before, at 17 minutes, you take it right out of the oven, right? Whatever it is, however the form looks. Because we're trained to think matzah has to look flat.
Right.
I don't know that it has to be flat. That's how it might be have been manufactured, and maybe that's historically what it looked like, but it doesn't have to be the definition of matzah to be flat. So this is the question. Rambam seems to contradict himself. Mizonos on a regular Tuesday for a kazayas, but suddenly when I use it for the mitzvah of matzah, where I only need a kazayas, I'm making a hamotzi. And this same question for pasav abakisnin, by the way. It should be the same question. If I have pasav abakisnin on a typical Tuesday and I need a kazayas, it's a mizonos. And we're going to see, similarly, like the kubo da'ara, that if I have a kazayas of pasav abakisnin matzah, right? We'll talk about what kinds of things can be used for pasav abakisnin, because there's another potential problem. But right. At its core, you could say Abi Wusei Hamotzi on that. So the same question here. So on page Samach Gimel, that should be the third page of the packets that I handed out. Samach Gimel. It's going to be the right-hand column, and it's the third full paragraph. It starts with Hanira. Everyone see it there? The Hanira. Okay, so here's how the Minchas Chinah. We're really going to spend only time on this page. We're going to do four paragraphs. One is related to this one, and then we'll learn to pass al kisid from this. V'hanira le'afi ani asdati. So the Minchas Chinah says that hatam azeh. Let me explain the whole thing. De'le'inyan matzah, with regards to matzah, nikra lechem le'inyan hamotzi eno el bekeva. With regards to matzah, it needs to be called lechem. Remember, it has to fit in the category of being something that is considered lechem. And with regards to hamotzi, it's only when there's kavius. Generally speaking, that's the rule. You only make hamotzi when there is, in your koveo, and you're sitting there, so there's a permanence to what I'm doing right now in that meal. Be'emes gabe matzah, ma dehave lechem, eno ela bekeva, af she'eno ocha ela kezayis. So, in truth, the fact that you eat the matzah is madah habilechem eno ella bekeva has to be only bekevius, meaning in order to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah means you have to have lechem. If you have lechem, that means you need to be koveya. You know, you can't just be you can't be anything less than that. It has to be kevius of the seuda, right? Okay, so far, okay. Af she'en ocha ella kezayis, but you're only eating kezayis. Mikol makom kevin de mitzvah leechol kezayis. Hamitzvah kava. You know what the answer is? Why did the Kubo da'ara, why does the Pasuk of Kisnim, when it comes to the mitzvah of matzah, count for hamotzi even if I only eat the kazayis? Because the mitzvah was koveya. The mitzvah defines this situation as being one of being koveya se'uda.
Whereas lechem is not.
Whereas let's say the Kubo da'ara on your typical, or a Pasuk of Kisnim on a typical Tuesday, it's not koveya seuda. If I eat enough of the pasav abakisnin, if I have a whole loaf of babka, for sure, I need to make a hamotzi before that.
So the existence of the mitzvah of eating matzah on the Seder night elevates the kubo da'ara from a pas to lechem.
Yes.
Would you say
that? That's a nice way to put it. It now is lechem, and therefore it is eligible to be eaten.
Yesterday it was kubo da'ara.
And now it's lechem.
Today it's lechem.
Even a few
only
hours ago.
Seder night.
We're going to see. Maybe there's another night of the year.
No. I wouldn't
there
say
might be other
Seder nights. Night. I would say
maybe the rest of
the mindset. I would say the mindset. If you want to fulfill that mitzvah of matzah on Seder night, then kubo da'ara or equivalent, you're good to go.
That might be the explanation.
It isn't the kubo da'ara that mandates.
Why if that's the case, why doesn't that work on Shabbos?
Yeah. Right. On Shabbos. So okay, what's the difference?
You can eat something else.
On Shabbos. So that's an interesting case, though. You do need to have lechem.
You need to have lechem.
So that's, we're going to talk about that case because it relates to something we learned on our Thursday class earlier this year about on Yom Tov, do you have to have pas? And maybe the answer is yes, you do have to have pas. And if I do have to have pas, is it a mitzvah now that mandates that I could even use pas about a kisnin and it would count? Practically speaking, we don't say that, right? Otherwise, why would I hesitate to make a motzi on a babka every week?
Right?
Wouldn't that be the ultimate?
maybe you can. Maybe if you decide that you are sitting down now and this is one of the shlosh seudot and you're going to be koveya the seuda,
maybe if you were going to be koveya seuda on the cake and you were going to literally eat enough cake that would be like a meal's worth of cake, then Naniach, aside from this discussion, by the way, maybe that's a good, maybe that's okay. But most people, I mean, if you think about it, most people, when you sit down at a Shabbos table, you might have a slice, two slices, maybe even three slices of challah. I wouldn't call it being koveh seuda over the challah. I mean, it's not like, maybe when you hit, you need to start to hit two, three slices, then you hit like three slices, like that's enough to make like a sandwich out of it normally. Maybe that would be enough to be a sort of filling on its own.
Three slices of challah, have a bite of challah.
Yeah, a bite, right, exactly. If it's a really good challah, then you have like, you're getting up there. But anyways.
I hear you, but you know what? There's a limit to what the human intention can be. You know, you can't say, here's a banana, I want to think of it as bread. You know what I mean? So where's the line drawn? You know what I mean? Where does halacha give the person the, you know, his subjective judgment a chance to push it over the goal line, so to speak?
I want to say kaviyus.
Right. So here it's the mitzvah. It is the mitzvah it's that defines that makes me permanently, that makes this engaging with this lechem, it makes it into the lechem, but engaging with this pas turns it high, into
a
higher.
You only have a mitzvah on the Seder night, right? You don't have a mitzvah to eat matzah on the rest of
Correct. So it will only be on Seder night. Now we'll talk about the question of yontif in general, but there is one other night when you have to eat. There is one other night.
It's the rest of
right. You the rest of Pesach, you don't need to. Again, some say that maybe there's a mitzvah say, but you're right. You're not required to eat matzah the rest of Pesach for sure. There is another night in the year when you are required to eat a kezias of lechem. Does anyone know when that is? Sukkos night, the first night of Sukkos. Right, that's why even if it's raining, we tell you you gotta wait, and you gotta at least, even if it's raining, you gotta make kiddush in the sukkah, and then you have a hamotz to eat a kezias of bread, and then you can go inside. First night of Sukkos is that, where that...
By the way, how do we learn it?
From Pesach, from Seder night, right. Gzeir Shavar, the Chamishasar, the 15th of night. It's like Gzeir Shavar, exactly. Now, so look what he says here. Continuing from where we left off, v'hu mevor lehedjav etursim and tafreish lamentes. Af al pishim mutar lechol achilas arayichus l'sukkah. Even though on Sukkot you're allowed to eat a sort of a temporary whatever. You want to have a little snack outside the sukkah? Go ahead. You can have a snack outside the sukkah. V'hainu kabeita. Up to a kabeita though. Once you hit an egg's worth, that's not anymore. That's anymore for the purposes of Sukkot considered arayv. Who yosef be kazayis. But the kabeita, the measurement of a kabeita, is more than a kazayis. Right, we agree on that. An egg's bigger than an olive. Okay, mikol makom b'layla harishon, on the first night of Sukkos, came in the mitzvah lechol kezayis, havele keva v'asu lechol kezayis chutz l'sukkah, where you would normally be allowed to eat a little more than a kezayis, up to a kebetza, outside of the sukkah, on any day of the holiday of Sukkos,
right.
On the first night of Sukkos, you cannot do that.
Right.
You cannot eat a kezayis chutz l'sukkah.
I thought it was the first day, but okay, yeah, go ahead. Anyway, so
I think it's the first night. The gezeir shava connects.
He says the first night,
right? And therefore, on the first night, similarly, I we're going to see he's going to try to extend this halacha. Watch this. So ayin shav beis Yosef im kein hachanayim b'leil rishon shel pesach kezayis matzah shel mitzvah ein lecha keva gadol mizeh. So how does he derive the kaviyus by pesach? Because if I can't eat the kezayis on Sukkos, let's say I want to eat a kezayis outside the sukkah on the night of Sukkos, let's for simple purposes here make this the first kezayis, right? Because if it is raining, if it's pouring, you get a kezayis and then you go inside. Let's make it very simple. The first kezayis, I want to make I have a kuba d'ara, let's say, or I have pasla b'kismin, right? I have a piece of cake. I want to have a piece of cake. I want to eat it in my kitchen. The answer is you definitely can't. Not just maybe because it's going to be a problem of the hamotzi that I made, you know, on cake, which might not turn into enough of. Maybe I didn't eat enough. But even if, let's say, I would have eaten a whole loaf of it ultimately, but I wanted to start with a kezayis, I want to start inside. It's no good. Okay, and he learns to Pesach. You see that the fact that by Sukkos it became keva. Right, that I have to have achilas keva, and that's even by only kezayis on Sukkos night. So too, you see the mitzvah there transformed this, so the mitzvah of matzah transforms it on Pesach night. Okay, that's how he gets there. Now, chutz mi hashe efshar lomar, seudas yom tov kovas kemo lemaaser. Again, aside from the maybe seudas yom tov with regards to maaser, it's a separate issue. I don't want to get into that. There's a kovas for maaser where I can't eat arai anymore, like a grape here or a grape there. But what if I sit down to? But if I pull the grapes into a yom tov meal, that elevates its status to no, you have to be mafresh truma and maser now. You can't start taking little nibbles here and there, whereas maybe you are allowed to do that in any other day of the year. Achs udas Shabbos v'yontav, we brought it up before. Why is it different? Eino elo derabonon. V'ein kar mekoy. I just want to go into it, but there's a big difference. They're engaging in lechem on Shabbos v'yontav. That's a mitzvah derabonon. There's only in the Torah that it says that you have to. Now you're going to somebody's going to come. Oh, it says, but it says that the mitzvah of having suda Shabbos, you know, is, you need. Okay, you're right,
I don't get that.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't get that. It seems to me that we have the matter of three meals.
Mm-hmm.
We have the matter of tanuk.
Okay.
And you have to be kovei suda.
What is the level of the... Well, certainly the mitzvah of owning Shabbos.
Yeah.
Is derabanan, for sure. But again, that's learned from a pasuk in Yishayahu. V'karata la Shabbos oneg. Right? But let's take... What's the level of mitzvah for a Shabbos meal? The rice or derabanan?
Is it?
I'm asking, right? So I think it's a machlokes. Some say it's because based on the pasuk where it says... What did I say three times? Shabbos? Shabbos? Is that what it is? It's by the parsha, I believe, where they talk about God gives them the mitzvah to bring in the man on Friday, the double portion, and you'll rest. I think it says it three times.
Yeah,
it says three times.
That's something like, oh yeah, achila, maybe in that realm. Some say that's just like a smachta, it's very nice, it's drush. Some, I think, take it a little more seriously.
But the notion of basar he's holding... dagim is midrabanan?
Yeah, sure.
It's maybe basar. By the way, on Shabbos is not even that. Might be in the zmiras. The mitzvah of basar v'yayin. That's really on Yontif. That's really
no. Wait.
Ain simcha el basar v'yayin.
We never try to mix the two. Simchas Yom Tov and Tanuk Shabbos.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Simchas Yom Tov is defined with... Simcha is defined with... I don't want to get into it, but it's defined by Basar and Yayin. So maybe on Shabbos there is no Inyan at all. What was that?
For men, right?
For men. I'm not aware of such a distinction.
Wasn't the women, the Simcha was Takshitim and whatever?
That's what you buy them. You're supposed to buy them something before Yom Tov because that gives them.
For them, it was clothes and
you buy the kids.
Jewelry,
you're supposed to buy toys.
Men, it was Basar V'Yayin,
and you're supposed to buy toys for the kids. It says that. Yeah. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. Anyways, yeah, you're right. And then yeah. Okay. Now, fine. So anyways, this is his basic strategy here that's a mitzvah of the Rabbanan, Yom Tov and Shabbos. So if it's a mitzvah of the Raisa, like Sukkot night or Pesach night, even by a matzah, then it does elevate the status of that meal. And even if I have a kazayas, it's koveya. So whereas normally for a kubah da'ara, I would have had to have a lot of it in order for it to be a koveya suda. Here, it only needed kazayas because situationally, the mitzvah elevates it to status of keva.
Does that answer Simeon's question about Torah?
Yes, meaning the reason here, the Torah of Kubah da'ar, that was the problem with this. It was pas, it was dough. It was just it had a strange form, so it doesn't fit under the rubric of lechem. When you open up the Shulchan Aruch in the area they talk about pas al kisnan, Torah is also discussed. The form of it is discussed, and if it's not your, it doesn't look like bread. It looks like a mush of something, even though it's got the same ingredients. That would make it into.
So I'm confused. Is the issue then a Torah issue, or is the issue of Kazayas versus a Beitza issue?
The Torah issue only means that if I had a small amount, I would make a mizonos. If I did have, if I was koveya suda on that, let's say I took the whole mush of whatever that was in the bottom of the oven and I pulled it out and I ate the whole thing, no question I make hamotzi. No question. If that was my intention to eat the whole thing. Because there I'm eating enough that I'm koveya suda. It wasn't like a snack. It wasn't like, I had a piece of cake.
But it seems Sean is touching on two separate issues.
Okay.
When you touch on Shem V'Tohar, it's how it has to look to mandate a bracha and to be koveya a seuda. And then he's talking about the shita.
Right.
The shita is a different issue.
I mean, how much? You know,
yeah.
How much? Yeah. That's a, that is a different issue. And
yeah.
Agreed. 100%. 100%. Okay. Let's go to the next paragraph. Now he says here, the Osilano Odmizev. So what comes out of this whole discussion that we just had? The Chol Pasa Baba Kisnin. You could use Pasa Baba Kisnin to fulfill your mitzvah of matzah. Crazy, right? You ever heard of that? You could use Pasa Baba Kisnin. It would have to obviously not be, it would have to be taken out after 18 minutes.
Because it's only a Kazayas issue.
Because exactly. Because normally I couldn't use it, couldn't make a motzi on that because I Kazayas, so that's not going to be enough. But when it came to the aspect of the mitzvah of matzah, suddenly all I need is a Kazayas of this stuff because that. The mitzvah defines it as a situation where it's keva, okay? So pasal so kisnin.
You do that for sukkahs also.
Yeah, so first night of sukkahs.
First night of sukkahs.
Yeah, I guess so. I never thought about that. You really could make a hamotzi on pasal kisnin according to what he's saying saying here, and it would be totally fine. It wouldn't only be a rabbinic mitzvah where we don't say that. It's interesting that you just brought that up. I never thought of that until right now. Okay. Fine. As Hirsch said, it goes up to lechem in that when there's a mitzvah. So he says, Magen Avram. I looked this up yesterday. In Kuf Samech Ches, he jumps up and down. He says the Rambam contradicted himself. In one place, when he brings up matzah, he says by Pasal Kisten, the Rambam paskins. With regards to matzah, I can perform mitzvah of matzah with pasal v'kistin. But the Rambam over here in the halachos of pasal v'kistin says you have to have if you have only kazayis, you make mizonos. The Magen Avraham is scratching his head, and so what he says.
Now we have an answer. Right?
No, so he says now I can explain the Magen Avraham, which is our answer basically.
Yeah.
Al mecharish pirish das Rambam pasal v'kistin have im erev bav devash. The Rambam says what is pasal v'kistin is when I mix it with honey, right? It's in the dough. I don't understand. If I don't make a motzi, I can't fulfill matzah. But you could fulfill it with matzah. So he's.
But that's a unique definition of a pasa baba kistin.
By matzah.
No, it's just
by matzah.
No, a pasa baba kistin. We talked about
that is
a
the
pocket
so,
stuffed with.
So there are. Three,
so,
there were,
so you do
so there,
have the
there
bread.
There were three definitions of pasa baba kistin. Remember we talked about them. The Ashkenazim are only careful for one category, right? We're only careful for one category, which is as I said, when it's mixed in, when you bake it, it's mixed in, not a pocket. And it is the ikar. The Rama says that it says v'cheinogin. The achronim, the Ashkenazi achronim. That is how Ashkenazi. That's again. I mentioned again last week the story of Aaron Lichtenstein. Right, he got on the plane. The flight attendant tried to pass inform that the mizonos roll is in fact mizonos, and Rav Lichtenstein said, "I'd like a cup of water."
So
and he wanted to wash.
That doesn't mandate a motzi.
Right, sugary. Yes, exactly. Right, but for Sephardim, a little bit of sugar in the dough, that's mizonos. Unless you're kovesuda, right? For them, it has to be literally like a water challah, right? They can't have no spices, no this one. It has to be very plain, because they hold three definitions, and the mechaber at the end pasuk is like all three different opinions. One opinion is the opinion of the Rambam. The pasuk halacha incorporates different opinions of what pasal v'kisnin is. The Rambam's definition, though, is built. It's when it's mixed in. The honey is mixed into the dough, right? The honey is mixed into the dough.
And
Ashkenazim would agree with that also.
That clearly is a mizonos.
Yes.
Okay.
But
so just to make a little bit of a right turn for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Egg challah versus water challah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder. For Ashkenazim, it should be fine. Ashkenazim, it should be fine. The ikar there is the dough. I don't see it any other way. You taste the egg, but it's when you start to get those sweet or the way he describes it, the sukkar, the sugar or the tavlin, the spices are dominating.
Yeah.
Even a little bit is not a lot. Even a little bit of that. Sometimes like people, you know, sprinkle cinnamon on top of the chal. That's not. I wouldn't worry about that. For Sephardim, yes, you worry about that. Ashkenazim, you don't think you have to. But egg chal, for sure not. But by the way, for Sephardim, it's a question. Because now the egg is starting to give some flavor, and that's enough for Svarim to start to have the discussion.
I don't understand. What is the difference between the water challah and the egg?
How
it's made.
It's just how it's made. One has eggs, one it doesn't have eggs.
That's okay.
So look what he says here now. So he says, go skip down to the last line of that paragraph. Third word, Ech pasach im nilosha b'mei peros ha'le pasal v'kisnin mekomos ha'nizkal el mashma kol echi de'havi lechem le'inyan matzah ha'vi lechem le'inyan motzi. So he quotes basically this problem, and I don't know, I'm not going to read it inside for a lack of time, I want to get something else, but basically he's going to end up saying the answer is what we suggested. The Magen Aram, he's surprised a little bit that the Magen Aram didn't come up with the answer. Didn't figure it out. But this is a glaring question within the Rambam, and he says that's how you resolve this. On Pesach night, you can fulfill the mitzvah. Now, there is going to be a problem. Lechatchila, you can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with possible kisses. I think so.
I was going to suggest that b'de'eved a solution, not on Pesach, but on a Shabbos. You're sitting at home, you forgot to get challah, you don't have Lecha Mishnah, can you use some of these things? Lecha Mishnah?
So maybe the Eitz HaTovah there is to have enough of it where you have like it's crazy to think about that. You have cake and you make hamotzi, you gotta have like 3-4 slices of the cake, start to really down it.
Or even better, what if you have only one challah?
Can you use the other one as the second as the Lecha Mishnah? That's a good guy. I don't know the answer. That's a good one. Now, this is going to incorporate. I remember Simi and I were talking about this earlier this year. Right? Remember, it's great when different aspects of your learning suddenly start to come together. Watch this. Od Hiksha Hamagin Avram. Next paragraph. Or it says Shachach Eliva. Od Hiksha. The next paragraph on the left hand side there. Od Hiksha Hamagin Avram. Misimin Kuf Peches. Behadim Uvur Sham Sifav and Zayin. Remember we talk about this, guys? You forget Yalav Yavav Yontif, Tzarech Lachzor Levarach. You forget Yalav Yavav on Yontif, you have to go back and bench. Why?
It's Miyakev. Because there's a chiyuv to have a meal.
There's a chiyuv to have a bread meal. Good. Excellent. Over Rosh Chodesh, Ein Tzarech Mitam, Di'ibay Lo Ochel. On Rosh Chodesh, I don't have to eat. Right. I can't fast enough. Mikomokom Ein Chiyuv Lechol Pas. I don't have to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh. But Yontif, Tzarech Lechol Pas, Alkin Tzarech Lachzor. That's why you have to go back because you have to eat bread. Behikshu harishonim. Even came to the yontov tzarich lechol pas. My chiluk yesh bein laila harishon liyom. What's the difference between the first night of Pesach or first night of Sukkot and the rest of the holiday or the daytime? But tirtu to be yom yuchal lechol matzah ashira. You know what's the difference between first night of Pesach and the other nights of the year? Matzah ashira. You can eat matzah ashira. We don't hold like that, by the way.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Practically speaking, Ashkenazi, more for I think minhag reasons, we did away with matzah shira all on Pesach completely. Yeah. But surely on the first night, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of matzah shira. I will explain what matzah shira is in a moment.
Right.
Okay. Why? Because on the night of Secher, it's called lechem oni. Matzah is called the poor man's bread. What is lechem? What is matzah shira? It's rich man's bread. Why? What's in matzah shira? What are the kind of things that would passel it? Well, eggs, good, excellent.
Juice, honey, whatever.
Okay, it's honey. So actually, we'll see. Fruit juice is interesting. But hold on that. Okay. Now, im kein al kochet the mevarchan amotzi bevirchas hamazon b'matzah ashira. The ilav hachi im kein kevin the yotzin la'ram matzah shomei peros b'layla im kein b'yom nami. The ochel matzah ashira. Okay, so what did he say here? If this is all true, that you can only that the rest of the holiday you technically could use matzah ashira, but on the night of Seder night you can't. So you would make though what is clear. The only psul is that it's not poor man's bread. The only problem is that it's not poor man's bread. So you can, of course, you'd make hamotzi and birchas hamazon on matzah ashira. Generally speaking, I think you have egg matzah any other day of the year.
But look what he says.
Now, the ilav hachi. So one second. The ilav hachi imkain kevin the yotzin la rambam the matzah shomei peros balayla imkain bayom nami. Because the Rambam thinks that it's okay to use matzah of meperos. So I would think maybe it's on right. Where's this all coming from? Because if I had, this is what kind of you were alluding to before. If I have to eat, if the halacha bayala v'yavo is that I have to go back and say it again. Why? Because I was required to eat bread on this day. So no, there's a requirement. So much so that I have to go back and so suddenly, maybe that bumps up. Maybe we ignore the maybe it's only rabbinic, but because it's required, so maybe now we can start to compare the dinim of the nighttime and the daytime. It's a little bit weak. I don't know. I think there's more to be, need to be said there. So can't I? It doesn't make sense, right, Ersh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because what he's telling you is you didn't kaveh a seuda on Matzah Shira.
Right. But nonetheless, what can I do?
Yotze.
I could fulfill the mitzvah of hamotzi. Sorry, I could make a. I would make a
kaveh a seuda on less than a kazayas.
Right. Which is just a mind-boggling thing. So he says, why do I have to go back and say Yalav Yalav if I forgot on Yontav? If I can fulfill the mitzvah technically with Matzah Shira, and Matzah Shira, I don't need to bench on Matzah Shira, but I can fulfill. Here it is. This is like a. He's finding like a hole, and then he drilled a bigger hole in it. There wasn't even nobody could have fit in that hole before. So. He's really kvetching here. V'gamze lo kasha midi ki bevada hachiyah b'yom tov lechol pas or filu pas al bekisnin kigon matzah shira. Of course, there's an obligation that I have to eat these either pas or pas al bekisnin in a large amount or like matzah shira. Aval al kol panim harba diyeh kvius seuda b'pachos mizet lo yotza im kein tzarech lachzor. That's why, because you can't get away with saying, well, it worked the night before. Just with the kazayas, so therefore, during the daytime on the holidays, so I can get away with it also. No. Again, that's only when the mitzvah is a doraisa mitzvah. He entertains that, so much so that maybe I shouldn't have to, the whole din of shachach el aviyavo doesn't make sense. And he says, no. If you're going to use matzah shira, then you have to eat enough of it. That's important, by the way, to keep in mind. By the way, I don't know that egg matzah would constitute, you know, Pasval Akisna, though. Matzah Shira doesn't always have to mean Pasval Akisna. For Svardim, it probably does. For Svardim, Matzah Shira is probably definitionally Pasval Akisna. I'm not sure Ashkenazim. I don't think Egg Matzah is...
You lost me somewhere along the way. So your initial, you know, ruling, or the initial thing was that if you had... Let me know. If you had the... if you had a kezias of this dough underneath the tanur, or whatever,
yeah,
whatever
yeah.
it's called, right? And it's matzah.
Yep.
On the first night of Pesach.
You could use it.
You could use it, and it could also be a pasaval al kisnin.
You could also on Seder, right? You could use pasaval al kisnin as long as it's not one of the ingredients that makes it into matzah shira. That's the problem.
But John,
you see, that's a separate problem because that's a question of lechem oni. That's a lechem oni problem. That's like, because it has to be defined as poor man's bread. So if I start putting wine in it, or I put honey in it, that's not considered. A poor man wouldn't put honey in his bread. He just probably wouldn't have the honey lying around to put that in his matzah.
So what would a poor man put in his bread?
To make water. So they entertain the idea that fruit juices. The Rambam does not list mei peros. As a pasul as something that would not be eligible for matzah. He did not list that. I looked this up. He does not list fruit matzahs.
So that's what they're talking about. Then they're talking about the pasul kisnin that they put fruit juices into that little.
Yes. So if you had, yeah, that's where it would make a difference for Sukkot night. By the way, that there wouldn't be that restriction, right? That would be as you brought up before. I never thought about that, but that would be a practical, relevant situation on the first night of Sukkot. One could potentially use a pasul kisnin. I never see anybody do that. Never heard of anyone
because
doing that.
Because you don't have a lechemoni situation.
Well, but I never heard of anyone doing it. It sounds like you could do it. I've never heard of anyone doing that. That you just typically use regular challah, egg challah, water challah, whatever it is. But maybe you should tell our Sephardi friends that on that night you could have egg challah. Don't hesitate. You know,
one
it's the first night of Sukkot, right? Because normally
probably wouldn't hold that way.
They probably wouldn't hold that way. Yeah. Anyway, so. Alright, so I want to do one more thing, but maybe we'll pause here. I wanted to, because I'll just sort of introduce it, that relates to something you brought up last week. I think it was you, maybe it was John, I don't remember who brought it up last week, which was the, why is it sometimes possible, why is it possible to kiss and you make a mizonos on? Isn't it pas? I think maybe you said this. Pas is pas. Right? Bread is bread, right? whether it's got a little bit of flavor, it's a little plain. I thought that, you know, if why only if I have more than a mizonos, more than a kazayah, when I have a lot, then I have to make a birchas hamazon? Isn't birchas hamazon standard? Like, if I had bread, why is it like these dinim depend on toar and you know, what's robe, if it's like, you know, if I got a babka? What is all this stuff? Shouldn't I just always be making hamotzi and birchas hamazon? So he's going to give extra. I thought it was very helpful. I never thought about that. I guess very helpful explanation as to why it is that the halachos are defined as they are. Okay, so we'll begin with that next week.
You'll tell us that next week.
Next week,
got a cliffhanger.
It's a trailer.
I got to keep you coming back. Yeah.